In this Inspiring Excerpts short bonus episode, you will hear violinist Aaron Schwebel's reflections on the best environments for learning and growth, on how the pandemic has affected his priorities, and on some of the unique benefits and challenges of the life of a professional musician. Aaron currently holds the positions of concertmaster with the National Ballet of Canada Orchestra and associate concertmaster with the Canadian Opera Company. He is a member of the Lark Ensemble and Rosebud String Quartet and is the founder and artistic director of Echo Chamber Toronto, a series that merges chamber music and contemporary dance. The full episode is linked in the description, both podcast and video format, and the transcript can be found through the same link. In this first clip, Aaron reflects on his experience in the London String Quartet competition.
The subject of competitions in general for people at a young age. And we were not that young, but as a string quartet, we were young. Like, as a string quartet, we were only a year old. And so, I think that it's great to have those goals, but framing them in the context of relativity, which is the nature of a competition, can be difficult for organic growth, if you know what I mean. And so that's something I took with me also, was just what kind of environment is the healthiest for growth and learning. And and I think in certain ways, like, seeing other groups who were 5 years ahead of us in that profession was incredibly useful. And there was a lot of good that came out of it. But, you know, competitions can reorient your brain in a way that you have to kind of just unravel afterwards, or, you know, just remember why you're a musician, remember why you're doing these things. Remember, you know, I just kind of have your sights set on your own goals rather than, a jury's.
In the next couple of clips, you'll hear some of Aaron's thoughts about how the pandemic has affected his priorities.
That's a big question. I think everybody's priorities have shifted. I think I can answer that in two different ways, like personally and professionally. I think professionally, music as my career, as a means of giving people meaningful experiences, or either as like a tour guide through these pieces of music, or as a an entertainer, you know, there's so many roles that musicians play. But I think the most important thing is that you connect with the people you're playing for. And I think that it's now we sort of have to really think more about how that's done. I think the concert experience is going to change. And I think the music that people want to hear is going to change. And so I've been trying to keep my radar open, my ears open, and just sort of think a little bit about what kind of experience I can proctor as a musician. I feel like in this pandemic, it's been an opportunity to become closer with the people who I care about. And not that I wasn't before, but it was sort of like a fill in the cracks sort of thing. Like, and not by design either. It's sort of like when you're in the prime of your career, like you say yes to everything, and you can become a little bit narrow-minded about not narrow-minded, but like with blinders on. Just about sort of diving headfirst into every project you can. At least I dive headfirst into a lot of things. And I think being able to have time to spend with my family, my partner, my dog, you know, just like unscheduled time has been something I really want to prioritize more. There's also this fear that if you kind of stop doing things, you're going to be forgotten about. And I think that's sort of a little bit universal in the music world. Like, relevance is important to all of us. And I think that being able to let go of that is a good thing. And it's sort of, it's a gift to yourself.
Finally, Aaron reflects on some of the unique aspects of the life of a professional musician.
We're really lucky. I mean, I don't know other people who go to work and share an office space with some of the people that they're closest to. I mean, some of the people I work with, I've known for most of my life, and I've been through a lot with, and I've shared very meaningful experiences with. And so, on one hand, I mean, it is also your workplace, so it can become like a double dipping, you know, like where it's your social life and also your workplace. And so that's another layer of challenge, I suppose, just to try and compartmentalize. But being able to go to work and see some of those faces is really a luxury, I think.
My life is so enriched by getting to know these incredibly inspiring creative guests and their perspectives on their lives and music. Please follow this podcast and sign up for my podcast newsletter to get sneak peeks for upcoming guests and find out about newly published transcripts.